Although we've covered the big picture of both hazard and product configuration, one other central aspect to hazard services management of data remains. This has to do with where hazard and product data are shared or stored. Hazard event data, recall, is stored in a dictionary of its own for each event. These event-specific dictionaries are managed by a background service called the registry. This registry serves two important roles. First, this service synchronizes information about all hazards and updates this information on other local consoles. In addition, the registry passes local hazard event information to a federation which manages all national hazards. This two-way exchange with the federation, which operates on ANCF and BNCF, or TNCF during tests, allows local hazard events to be visible on remote consoles, and for hazards from other sites to be retrieved for display on local machines. Specifically, events are retrieved for sites which your office has configured as backup or visible sites in hazard services. This exchange is limited only to hazard event information, not products, and exemplifies the very distinct treatment of hazard data from their product counterparts in hazard services workflow. Although this distribution of hazard event data supports live situational awareness, it should be noted that they and their back-end registry objects are not included in routine or case archiving. From an archive dataset perspective, the hazard event dictionaries are simply a means to an end, that end being product generation, and thus are not retained indefinitely.